We are in our next session here, and we were talking about insurance and the public enrollment period, which I believe is from October 15 to December 7, something in that window. It's your chance to switch insurance providers, especially if you're in the Medicare and the Medicaid system. But here to explain all that, because there's so many choices, making sense of what's best for you depending upon your needs. And also, what I didn't realize is it's very important where you live. So the best insurance for you may not be the particular town that you're in. So to explain all of that and the different options, we're going to welcome from a company she calls Simplified Insurance Solutions. Here is Latrice Jeter.
Thank you so much for that introduction. And thank you all for welcoming me to present. Today it's your conference here with the NFB. I'm excited to present. So I plan to just talk to you all for about 30 minutes and go over Medicare 101. I'll discuss and review parts A, B, C, and D, as well as Medicare supplement, touch on Medicaid, veterans, low income subsidies, and things like that. At the end of that presentation, we'll welcome questions for about 15 minutes before, we wrap up. So I'm sharing my screen here. I hope that you all can see the Medicare Made Simple. Let me just move forward, advance it. So for anyone who is new to Medicare or may be eligible for Medicare pretty soon, Medicare is a health insurance program that was created for people of age 65 years or older, those under age 65 with certain disabilities, and those with end-stage renal disease, as well as Lou Gehrig's disease. It's administered by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. Enrollment into Medicare is done via the Social Security Administration or the Railroad Retirement Board. There are four parts to Original Medicare. You have Part A and B. Part C of Original Medicare that you hear about is also known as a Medicare Advantage Plan. And then Part D, or PDP, the term is used often, stands for Prescription Drug Plans or Prescription Drug Coverage. To enroll into Medicare, you're notified 3 months before you become eligible. Eligibility could be because you age into Medicare, so you're turning 65. You can also become eligible after 2 years or 24 months of disability income. You just automatically qualify for Medicare at that point. Part A is an automatic enroll. Part B is elective, and you must enroll the 3 months before you're eligible. You have the month of eligibility and up to 3 months after to enroll in Part B and not have a penalty. So that's how that works. If the beneficiary does not enroll during these periods, they're subject to that penalty and limited times of enrollment. So those are called special election periods, annual election period, and open enrollment period, for example. So let's get into Part A. Part A of Medicare, what does it cover and how much does it cost? So when you think of Part A, it's on the red, white, and blue card. You would have an effective date if you have it. Part A is for hospitalization. So that's inpatient stay, short-term rehab care, in skilled nursing facilities, or hospice care as examples. For most, there's a zero monthly premium for Part A. The maximum for 2020 that someone would pay for Part A was $458. And that's based on income. If you have a higher income, then you are required to pay for Part A. Again, most Americans have a zero premium. There's a deductible with Part A. In 2020, it was $1,408, and that deductible is per benefit period. Remember, when you think of Part A, you think of hospital. So you have a $1,408 deductible this year anytime you go to the hospital if you're utilizing your Part A benefit. After that deductible, there may or may not be a copayment, which are just costs for services per service rendered. So that's the out-of-pocket responsibility for Part A. For Part B, you think of everything else, so outpatient care. If there's an effective date on your red, white, and blue card for Part B, that means that it also covers things like doctor visits, durable medical equipment, emergency, ambulatory care, preventive screenings, lab and x-ray, mental health services, things like that. The monthly premium for Part B in 2020 was $144.60 per month. And I'll compare that to $135.50 per month in 2019. So it does typically go up a little each year, not by much. Those with higher incomes pay more for Part B as well. But the standard monthly premium is the $144.60. That's taken out of a Social Security or disability check as well, monthly. Part B also has a deductible. However, the Part B deductible is annually, and that's $198 in 2020. And then after that, there's a coinsurance. So this is where you hear of Medicare typically paying 80% and the customer paying 20%. There's no limits on that 20% or out-of-pocket safety net, and so you're just consistently billed 20% for outpatient charges after your deductible is met. Some of the specific services under Part A that are covered in addition to hospital would be blood, except for the first 3 pints, so that's the exception there. And again, Part A coverage usually does not cost you if you or your spouse pay Medicare taxes while working. And so here's a slide of those out-of-pocket costs under Part A. You have inpatient hospital care with a deductible. After that, you have co-pays per day of $350 or $704. Beyond day 150 under Part A, inpatient hospital care is no longer covered. And then the skilled nursing care, what that co-pay is per day, $176 per day for days 21 to 100. And again, with blood, you are responsible for the first 3 pints out-of-pocket. And then here's a slide just kind of giving you an idea under Part B. I mentioned that, you know, the standard monthly premium that you're paying for Medicare is $144.60 in 2020. If you have higher incomes, this is just a chart that shows it's based on the federal poverty level guideline. So that shows the higher amounts that some pay based on their income. And then Part B, original Medicare coverage, under Part A and B, I'm sorry, there's certain things that Medicare doesn't cover. So I just want to mention that many aging in seem to think that it would cover. It does not cover acupuncture, things like dental care and dentures, hearing aid, refractions, glasses, eye care, cosmetic surgery, travel outside of the U.S. It does not cover long-term care, such as custodial care or nursing home care. And original Part A and B, of course, do not cover prescriptions. And so that ties into Part C and Part D. Under Part C of original Medicare, that's a Medicare Advantage plan. It replaces original Medicare. And then you also have Part D, which, again, is the prescription drug program. So I'm going to touch on this Part C and Part D here for a second. Under original Medicare A and B, those that also qualify for Medicaid, which is through the state working with the federal government, Medicaid, to qualify, it's based on income and also the federal poverty level guidelines or, again, disability. If you have disability, then you may or may not qualify for Medicaid as well. There's several different levels to Medicaid. They call them, the levels have names such as QMB, QMB Plus, SLMB, you know, full benefit, eligible as FBDE. So those that may have Medicaid may be familiar with those terms. Based on the level of Medicaid, if you have Medicaid and Medicare, there are 4 levels that qualify you for what's called a dual special needs plan. And that's a type of Medicare Advantage plan that you would still have your original Medicare, you also have your Medicaid, and then you can pick up that coverage in addition. All dual special needs plans are zero premium. They all must cover prescriptions. They also have a lot of extra benefit. In addition to your Medicaid benefits, they cover dental, hearing, vision, things like that, and again, as well as prescriptions. So that's something if you have both Medicare and Medicaid and you were not aware of a dual special needs plan, you get a lot of extra benefits under those. You might want to look into it. Things such as gym memberships, free transportation to and from the doctor, all of your co-pays and out-of-pocket costs become zero across the board. So you have both, again, Medicare, Medicaid, and a dual special needs plan covering a lot of those benefits that you just don't get covered or are significantly limited, I should say, in coverage under Medicaid. So it expands that coverage for you. Another thing with veterans, I often get asked from veterans, they say, why would I take a Medicare Advantage or a Medicare supplement in addition to just having, you know, Medicare and my VA coverage that takes care of everything. And that is true. However, if you're utilizing VA coverage, then you're aware that they have formularies. There's certain prescriptions the VA hospital may or may not cover, as well as they have their own network. And so those that do choose to take a Medicare Advantage or supplement plan in addition, that just gives them much more freedom to go and visit the doctors and hospitals that they want to see, you know, community, for example. Methodist is a large system here in Indiana. So examples like that, you have the freedom to still use the VA. It's completely separate. You don't lose any of those benefits, but you also gain additional benefits by taking a Medicare Advantage or supplement plan in addition, such as free transportation, dental, vision, hearing benefits, and things like that that are just included in those Medicare Advantage plans. Prescription drug plan. So with the prescription drug plans, I just want to touch on a couple other programs as well that are available. There's something called low income subsidies. We call it LIS or extra help. If you qualify for low income subsidies or extra help and you get your prescriptions filled and pay little to nothing, so it might be $2 or $0, $3 or $4, you know, the most for 2020, if you had extra help that you could pay for a prescription, no matter how costly, was $8 and some change, to give you an idea. If you have limited resources or income, then you definitely want to call and see if you qualify. You do not have to qualify for Medicaid to qualify for extra help. So that was part of the expansions to the Medicaid and Medicare program under CMS. So again, if you are denied Medicaid and your prescription costs are too pricey, I always suggest reach out and see if you qualify for extra help. They also allow for spend downs through the extra help program. So again, even if you have, you know, a nice income, it's based on what's your income versus your prescription cost. So you may qualify. For prescription drugs, there is a late enrollment penalty. If a person who qualifies for Medicare as soon as you're eligible, and this is those aged 65 and over only, once you're eligible for Medicare because of an age in eligibility, if you do not have a prescription drug plan in place for a period of 63 days or greater at any given point once you qualify for Medicare, then there will be a late enrollment penalty. So if you had prescription drug coverage and you dropped it for 2 years, you have a penalty. If you have Medicare because you're 65 or older and you just haven't taken out a prescription drug plan, then you'll have a penalty once you need one. That penalty is 1% of the national average premium for each month that you have no prescription coverage. So a quick example, you know, you go 2 years with no prescription drug coverage, that would be a 24-month penalty. So they would take the national average premium and multiply it times the 24%, and that would be your penalty. The penalty never goes away as well. So that's just something to keep in mind. You know, I know sometimes people age in, they're healthy, they're just taking one or two generics, and they say, I don't need a prescription drug plan. It makes more sense for me to pay out of pocket. My costs just aren't that much. I then recommend take the lowest price prescription drug plan in your area just to avoid the penalty. So you can have a plan priced as low as $8 a month or maybe $12 a month, just the minimum amount of prescription drug coverage you can find in your zip code. Go ahead and sign up for it because then you avoid that penalty later on. I do have a note here. You just want to be sure not to confuse parts A through D that we just discussed of original Medicare with all of those letters for Medicare supplement plans. Medicare supplement plans are also identified by the letters A through N. And so that often confuses those with Medicare when you're talking letters. So it should always say Med Sup or supplement when you see, you know, the letters A through N. Otherwise, you can always assume those letters A through D, they're referring to original Medicare. I know you all are, you know, anyone that qualifies for Medicare is starting to get a ton of information in the mail rolling into annual election period this year. I just wanted to mention that. Medicare supplement plans, again, are not the same as Medicare Advantage plans. So I'm going to touch on briefly some differences in that type of coverage options. So when someone ages in or finally qualifies for perhaps a disability for Medicare, the biggest thing you wonder is, do I get a Medicare supplement now? Do I get a Medicare Advantage? Or do I just keep original Medicare? Of course, as an insurance broker and knowing that there are zero premium plans available that will provide much more coverage than original Medicare, I would never advise someone to only maintain original Medicare for that reason. You know, if you can have financial assistance and lower your out-of-pocket costs by signing up for something additional, then I would always recommend that you have either or an MA or a supplement plan in addition to that red, white, and blue card. So Medicare Advantage plans, how they work overall, Part C is that a private insurance company such as, you know, United or Aetna or Anthem, Humana, Cigna, you've all, you know, we've all heard those names. they pay for covered services instead of original Medicare. And so the Medicare Advantage plan becomes your Medicare coverage. Now, you do still have to maintain original Medicare A and B. And so I often hear people say, well, I don't want to get a Medicare Advantage or supplement because I don't want to lose my original Medicare. The opposite, in fact, is true, that you cannot qualify for a Medicare Advantage or Medicare supplement plan without being enrolled in Medicare Parts A and Part B. So those that just have Part A or just have Part B, you do not qualify for a Medicare Advantage or supplement plan unless you take both. Now what happens, so the Medicare Advantage plans have low monthly premiums or zero premiums. You know, again, they include dental, vision, hearing, additional benefits such as transportation, you know, for medical care, transportation to and from the gym, gym membership. They lower your co-pays. Most of them have zero deductibles. So you're getting a lot more benefit with your Medicare by having one of those plans. And so I commonly, of course, get asked, nothing's for free. This doesn't make sense to me. What's the catch? Why am I getting all this additional coverage for a zero premium or, you know, a $10 premium or $20 premium? Well, the reason for that is, remember, you have to maintain Parts A and B. And we went over that with original Medicare Part B. If you have it, you're paying something for it, unless you have Medicaid. Then the state kicks in and assists with that. However, everyone has a Medicare Part B premium. And so what happens is the federal government then takes the money that would be spent on you. You know, we all have our pool of Medicare and Social Security dollars, and they send it to the private insurer. So that is why the private insurer is stepping in and able to cover your Medicare coverage, as they're getting the money from the government. As well, you know, private insurers are in the business of insuring people. Well, the federal government really kind of is not, other than Medicare and, you know, Medicaid through the state. And so they have a lot of other lines of business. They're taking in premium dollars versus claims paid out from other, you know, group coverage, for example, individual health coverage, short term, that list goes on. That is how they can provide so much additional coverage at a zero to no, you know, additional premium. One of the other benefits of a Medicare Advantage plan, that all rates are the same regardless of age or sex, where with Medicare supplement plans, the premiums typically range from $150 to $250 a month. The rates will frequently increase as one grows older, and gender distinct rates are common with Medicare supplement plans. With Medicare Advantage plans, again, they include Part D, prescription drug coverage. Medicare supplement plans do not cover prescription drugs, dental, vision, hearing, long-term care, or anything that original Medicare does not cover. A Medicare supplement plan pays after original Medicare. So you're still utilizing your red, white, and blue card, as well as a Medicare supplement card if you have a supplement. And again, on the other hand, if you have a Medicare Advantage, that in essence replaces your original Medicare. So now you're just going through the private insurer, although you have to maintain original Medicare, they're paying all of your claims. With Medicare Advantage plans, it's still a guaranteed issue. With Medicare supplements, they are underwritten, except when you first turn 65, and certain other exceptions, like you leaving a group plan that you decided to, you know, keep after the age of 65, or you're rapidly disenrolling from trying a Medicare Advantage plan. So there's exceptions, but in general, those plans are underwritten. For an MA plan, Medicare Advantage, you have, again, small copays. An example would be a zero copay to see a primary care doctor with a zero deductible. With Medicare supplements, they just pay the remainder of the provider bill after Medicare pays the remainder or a portion of it. Of course, it depends on what letter you choose. The most popular being Plan F is what paid 100% after Medicare. And now for Plan F, that's no longer available to those who age in to Medicare effective January 1st of this year. So the next best plan available is a Plan N. So it covers 100% after Medicare pays with the Plan N, except for the deductible of Part B. So a lot of people are switching to that plan if they're interested in Med Sup. We're seeing a shift in the market. It's been happening for the last 20 years. That Medicare Advantage plans have much higher enrollment with the carriers than Medicare supplement plans do, for all of the reasons I've been reviewing with you. They, at this point, you get a lot more benefit, and insurance is a financial decision. So whatever you can, you know, pay the least amount and have the most coverage, that's what's ideal. So that's how those work, the differences in those. Oh, another big benefit of a Medicare supplement plan is that you can go to any doctor or hospital that accepts Medicare. With a Medicare Advantage plan, you have network. So if you've ever had employer or group coverage very similar to that, where you have a zero, you know, deductible and then small copays for services rendered. The network's options are HMO, which means that it's a health maintenance organization. You want to stay in network with the exception of emergencies and urgent care, or a PPO, which then gives you the freedom to go see any doctor or hospital you want. So you can still have that option with a Medicare Advantage as well. You just pay less in network and you pay a little more if you go out of network. So I've gone over the eligibility for Medicare Advantage, original Medicare, Medicare supplements. For Medicare prescription drugs, it's the same. You must be enrolled in, it is not the same, To qualify for a standalone prescription drug plan, you must just have Medicare Part A or Medicare Part B. So if you just have one, again, you want to pick up a prescription drug plan if you have not had it so that you minimize that penalty that would kick in for not having prescription drug coverage. So some of the election periods I'm going to go through real quick and wrap up for questions and answers. There's an annual election period that Michael mentioned. It's coming up October 15th to December 7th. That's annual. That open election period, that is for specifically Part C, Medicare Advantage plans, and Part D, prescription drug plans. For Medicare supplements, you can enroll year-round. And many people with Medicare, we talk so much about annual election period, they think they can't do anything with their supplement as well. You can change a supplement plan or pick and enroll in a supplement at any time. Once you choose a Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan, you are locked into that plan for the next year. So whatever you choose, October 15th to December 7th, as an example, in 2020 would take effect January 1st of 2021. And then that's going to be your plan for 2021. Unless you have certain circumstances, then you would have a special election period. So if you move, if your health conditions drastically change, there's a lot, we have a booklet on special election periods. So we find most often if someone's looking for coverage all of a sudden in the middle of the year, it's usually because something's changed or come up and they often can switch. So I say that so that you don't think you're really locked into your plan with no exception. If something comes up, you always want to reach out to your agent or the carrier, whichever you're most comfortable with, explain your circumstance, and if your plan's no longer working, you most likely will be able to switch during the year. And I discussed the initial election. Let me see on time. Okay. So some other terms, I'm just going to go through these really quickly, such as a formulary, you know, are my drugs covered? That's what the formulary basically tells you. So each of the plans within each of the carriers have their own formulary as well as their own network. So you always want to make sure when you're working with an agent, if this is your first time, you know, for this open enrollment season, that they are checking for all of your doctors and hospitals to be in network if you choose a Medicare Advantage. Again, if you're going with a supplement, no worries. You can just go see who you want to see. And then as well as the formulary, please show up to those appointments with your prescriptions, the name, dosage, and frequency, and make sure that are your drugs covered and are you happy with the cost that they're going to be covered at? You know, are you taking a plan that increases or significantly lowers those costs and so forth? And so that's what agent, you know, we're here to help with. So, and so I pretty much went through everything, just kind of flipping through slides.
Okay, so what we want to do,
my contact info, there we go.
All right, so what we want to do, if you have questions for Latrice, go ahead and raise your hand because we have to unmute you to keep order. So raise your hand to get on the phone. That would be *9 on your iPhone. Go to the more button on the far right and double tap on that and then go in there and double tap to raise your hand. Don't worry about lowering it. We will do that for you. And of course, on your computer, it is Alt-Y. So if you have any questions, please raise your hand. We'll get you unmuted and you can ask Latrice here whatever you want to know about insurance. Okay, Sarah, get her unmuted there and see what she wants to know. You there, Sarah?
I'm working on her.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sarah is unmuted.
Yeah, there you go, Sarah. Go ahead.
Great. Hi. Thanks so much for this information. I have a couple questions. First of all, so I had some technical issues, so I missed part of the presentation. But will we be able to get access to the PowerPoint information afterwards? Because there might be a way that people are accessing it, but I know I can't see what's on the screen.
Well, we will make audio presentations, and then we're going to have – we're recording all Zoom recordings in the cloud. So that's going to take longer to go through that. But then maybe
is there a way we can get access to the PowerPoint slides, though, the PowerPoint presentation? It sounds like there's a PowerPoint presentation, like such as her contact info and different things like that.
So I think if Latrice would be amenable to that, she could probably email that to somebody and we could share that PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, I think that would be her call if she wants to share it. Is that an option, Latrice? Or is it really?
Absolutely. I'm open to that. Yep, you can just let me know okay, after Sarah, someone who I email it to.
Sarah, just email me, and since I know she has my contact info, and we'll get that squared away.
Okay, thank you. And then my other question is, so I currently have Medicare and Medicaid. I didn't know about the Advantage plans. So I am definitely going to look into those because I didn't realize, or the Part C, I didn't know about transportation opportunities. I know that Medicaid does offer transportation, but in Indiana, we have to go through Southeast Trans and they are very unreliable. So I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about the transportation to and from appointments and just how someone would go about choosing a specific Advantage plan.
Sure, Sarah. Thank you for the question. So with Medicare and Medicaid, that automatically makes you eligible for what is called a dual special needs plan. So we call that a DSNP. DSNP. And with a dual special needs plan, you still have your Medicaid coverage. Those benefits do not change or alter in any way. So for example, you know, you have every few years under Medicaid, 2 or 3 years, you can go see, you know, an eye doctor. Every so often you might be able to get a hearing aid or go for, you know, dentistry work. With a dual special need plan, it's the best way to explain it, you know, it's kind of like employer coverage. So you get your two, you know, dental checkups a year, your cleanings, it's all inclusive. They include transportation. So let's say that you choose a plan with Humana, just as an example. That plan, if it's dual special needs, would then include transportation. They call it one-way trips back and forth. So when you call and schedule your doctor's visit, you just want to call to Humana, the 800 number on the back of your card, and go ahead and schedule for a ride at the same time. So they'll pick you up, and then you also schedule for your ride back home. And they, of course, explain that to you no matter what carrier you go with. In Indiana, we have Humana, Aetna, you know, United, and AARP. Anthem tend to be the most requested dual special needs carriers that I get asked about. So in choosing your plan, you know, once you talk to an agent and you say, well, how do I know which of these dual special needs plan I should choose? It's going to be based on network. So again, you want to have any prescriptions that you take available. Make sure that they search the formularies for you and your prescriptions are on formulary. Yes, they might be a $0 or $3 premium for you, but they have to be on the formulary to be covered. So they should be searching that for you. And then they also should be searching the network for your doctors and hospitals to make sure that everyone that you are comfortable seeing and a patient of, you can continue to see. That ultimately selects the plan for you because the plans, you have zero out-of-pocket expenses with all of those benefits across the board with the dual special needs plan. You're never billed anything once you have a dual special needs plan. So that's what would boil down to choosing a plan for you. Should be network and formulary. Does that make sense, or how I explain that?
I think we may have lost her, but very good. Any other questions? Anyone raise your hand? Anything you'd like to know? So, Latrice, could you talk a little bit about how your location becomes a factor and maybe also about how Social Security will recommend what they think is best for you, but that may not always be the case, but can you maybe address those?
Sure, questions? That's a good question. So oftentimes when, you know, dependent upon why and when you age into or qualify for Medicare, you know, if it's from disability income, Medicare will just kick a plan for you and just enroll you in it. And so you just all of a sudden get a card in the mail with your prescription drug plan coverage, and in some many states and areas, even with the Medicare Advantage plan, they just choose one and say, well, they didn't pick anything, so let's pick something for them that's a zero premium. If you are enrolling in any Medicare Advantage, prescription drug plan, or Medicare supplement plan, the plans vary based on zip code and county. And so you might be in zip code 46235. You would have completely different plan options than zip code 46236 or, you know, 46202 or what have you, or 4644 up north. And so you always want to consider that. The reason for that is actuarially, the carriers look at in any book of business, they call it, or zip code or county, how many premium dollars did we bring in versus how many claims did we pay out? That determines the premiums for that zip code. So you might be in one zip code and, you know, you have a Medicare supplement plan. Yes, they are looking at your age. They're looking at pre-existing conditions. But let's take two people, exact same age, exact same gender, assume neither of them have any pre-existing conditions, and they're both wanting to apply for a Medicare supplement plan, and one is in a zip code that differs, even though, you know, the other one lives 5 minutes away. They might be paying $140 more a month for the exact same plan because, again, how many premium dollars did we bring in versus how many claims did we pay out? And then they actuarially back into this is the level of money that we need to be taking in premiums in this area. So when you're looking at, you know, I often talk to people in the same town. And they say, hey, I want the same plan you signed, you know, my friend up for. And I always have to explain, I may not sign you up for the same plan. I have to sign you up for what works best for your specific needs, budget, location, you know, gender. We have to discuss pre-existing conditions on Medicare supplements. With Medicare Advantage, again, there is no medical underwriting. It used to be that if you had end-stage renal disease, you didn't qualify. That's no longer effective January 1st of 2021. As long as you have Medicare A and B and you live in the plan service area, then you automatically qualify. And again, in addition to location, any agent or brokerage that you work with needs to be considering network formularies, your lifestyle. You know, do you travel? Do you snowbird? And maybe have a place in Arizona and in Indiana. So those are the types of things they should be discussing with you in order to help you pick the plan that's going to work best for you.
So talk about the conditions that you consider. If someone has heart, or you said renal, or diabetes, or so what are the questions that you ask to try to figure out what plan just based on their needs? Or the types of, you know, issues that they've dealt with in the past?
Yeah, good question. So when someone has, this is a two-part answer, so I'll go over Medicare Advantage first, since that's what I get the most requests for. With a Medicare Advantage plan, there is no medical underwriting. However, just like there are dual special needs plans that cover those with Medicare and Medicaid, there are plans called chronic special needs plans. So I still end up discussing things such as diabetes, or, you know, I've had a stroke, chronic medical conditions, if someone's on oxygen, things like that, because that would then qualify them for a chronic special needs plan. And those plans are created with formularies and network for the specialties, and, you know, formularies where they kind of, you know, beef up the amount of prescriptions that they might offer for those with heart issues or those with diabetes. So those are things to be aware of too on the Medicare Advantage plan. If you have a chronic condition in a lot of areas, not all, remember these plan availability is based on your zip code. In many areas in Indiana and here in the Midwest, they have chronic special needs plans available. So again, it's going to cover more or offer you more coverage on the specific condition that you have. The other hand is a Medicare supplement plan. If you go with that option, then it may or may not be medically underwritten. You have 6 months from the time that you're eligible to choose a Medicare supplement plan with no medical underwriting. After that, they're medically underwritten if you want to change out. And so, you know, there are medical conditions that will get you denied, such as that example I gave. You know, I have COPD, I have one lung, I'm on oxygen. I would never suggest a Medicare supplement plan for that person if it's not their initial enrollment period, because they would just outright become denied. So there are reasons that you can be denied Medicare supplement. They also have rate ups or rate increases on the Medicare supplement side. So they are considering your pre-existing condition. So you might get a quote for $150 for the plan. And then, you know, we fill out the application. You list a few medical conditions. Oh, by the way, you know, I have asthma and use an inhaler. It's well controlled. I have type 1 diabetes. You know, I'm using a pen. It's well controlled. I'm fine. I'm sorry, type 2. and you may or may not be denied, or they might come back and say, okay, we'll go ahead and cover you, but instead of $150 a month, you're going to pay $350 a month because of these three medical conditions, or they may come back and say, we just won't cover these medical conditions and charge you $200 a month. So with Medicare supplements, you want to be, you know, I always recommend work with someone on a Medicare supplement if you have existing conditions, and make sure that you're going to have the coverage that you're applying for and thinking that you're, you know, signing up for. Because there's quite a bit of fine print, you know, when you deal with Medicare supplements on pre-existing conditions and what's covered and what's not, and the rate may or may not be dependent upon that.
Okay, last call for questions. I thought I saw LaRon's hand, and then it disappeared, so I didn't know if he had a question. But otherwise, I guess you can give your contact information. Now, I've used your services, and I can highly recommend her. Not speaking on behalf of the NFB, just Michael Loft, because it is kind of daunting, and you want someone that really understands it, passionate about it, as she is, and we'll work to find what's best for your specific needs. But why don't you go ahead and give your contact info if anyone in Indiana would like to utilize your services at no cost.
Thank you, Michael. So my name again is Latrice, and that is L-A-T-R-I-C-E. My last name is Jeter, and that's spelled J-E-T-E-R. And I'm the founder and a licensed insurance broker of Simplified Insurance Solutions. My office number, toll-free, is 888-340-7633. And my cell number is 317-213-1091. You can also send me emails at L. Jeter, that's my first initial last name, so L-J-E-T-E-R, at simplifiedinsurancesolution.com. And there's no S on the end of solution, so simplifiedinsurancesolution.com. I welcome questions. I opened my agency back in 2018. Before that, I was in the insurance industry. Now it's going on 20 years. I've been the vice president of business development with Health Plan One. That was one of the second largest Medicare brokerages in the U.S., and as well as I worked at United Healthcare and regional marketing management. And so I have been in the industry for a while. If you are not in Indiana, my agency that I just opened, I'm licensed in about 14 states, but I'm working primarily focused on Indiana right now. However, I have been licensed in 47 states. So I can answer, you know, general questions. If you're, I know Michael mentioned some on the call might be, you know, in Ohio or Kentucky or something. I am very familiar with those states, the laws, how everything works. So I can answer general questions and then refer you to an agent if you have questions or want to, you know, enroll in those states. And then anyone in Indiana, I welcome questions. I love talking insurance. So anything I can help out with, just let me know. And thank you all again for allowing me to present and for your time and interest today.